Welcome to a SearchCloudStorage.com podcast. I'm Rachel Kosman, Assistant Site Editor. Joining us in the studio today is Jean Ruth, Research Director at Gartner, to talk about cloud gateways. Hi, Jean. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rachel. It's a pleasure to be here.
So to start off, for our listeners who aren't familiar, can you explain the basics of what a cloud gateway is and why it's beneficial?
Sure, Rachel. A cloud gateway essentially emulates either a disk array, a block-based device, or a file server. The device is placed at the customer's premises. It is delivered either as a piece of hardware, turnkey hardware, or can be delivered as software loaded onto hardware. And it emulates, it translates the SCSI commands or the file server commands into REST-based protocols that talk to public cloud services. They're particularly interesting because they solve a couple of problems. First of all, they give predictable performance between an on-premise infrastructure and a cloud, a public cloud storage service provider, which is very important.
Definitely.
They offer easy integration into existing infrastructure. It's very difficult to take, for instance, a REST-like protocol and integrate that into an IT infrastructure. That would require programming on the IT organization's part. So the cloud providers, the cloud products offer the ability to easily integrate with common storage protocols like SCSI, Fibre Channel, and NFS or SIS mount points, which greatly eases the integration of public cloud infrastructure into private IT organizations. They also give a cloud provider choice, which is another important feature. Sometimes you might want to use a public cloud provider that has certain characteristics or certain pricing modalities that are conducive to certain types of workloads, and you might want to use other public cloud providers for other reasons. So these cloud gateways give the customers a choice of where to send their data to in the public cloud. And they also offer collaboration opportunities, because very often these cloud gateways can be within a distributed environment, and you can have many gateways, and they can enable, for instance, a SharePoint environment where data is being shared across the distributed sites. And finally, and as part of using public cloud services, you get built-in data protection and disaster recovery capability by the nature of the capabilities of the back-end network of that public cloud provider.
Okay, so sounds like there are some great benefits to these gateways, but are there any downsides?
Well, the gateways have to be sized to the workload that's intended for them. They're not going to be used for mission-critical applications. They're not really suitable for very high transaction rate type applications. They certainly don't compete against enterprise-class disk arrays, but they definitely fit into workloads that are less transactional in terms of performance. So things like backup, things like archive, things like file sharing are more appropriate for cloud gateways. And because cloud gateways are typically delivered by smaller vendors, typically startup vendors, not all of them, but most of them are startup vendors, the usage of cloud gateways and the scale of cloud gateways is usually more appropriate for the SMB space, the small, medium business space, than they are for doing enterprise class use cases.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Amazon recently released their Amazon Web Services, or AWS, storage gateway. Can you talk to us a little bit about how their offering stacks up?
Yeah, actually, it's pretty interesting. They offer a device that's a cloud gateway, but it's only specific to Amazon services. I think one of the more interesting things about their cloud gateway is that, yes, it does emulate iSCSI, and it does give back-end connectivity to Amazon's S3, but interestingly, when the time comes that you need to recover data out of S3, and that could be a long process over internet-type connectivity, with the Amazon Gateway, you're able to set up EC2 instances and essentially recover your environment within Amazon without ever moving the original data that you put into the cloud back to your premise. That's an interesting capability that I'm sure lots of organizations, particularly organizations who don't want to set up a disaster recovery environment, will appreciate.
Okay, great. Who are the other main cloud gateway competitors, and how do they differentiate themselves in this space?
Well, there's several folks in the cloud gateway business. Many of them, as I mentioned, are startup vendors or at least small vendors. There's folks like Cetera Networks, F5 Networks. I want to call them a startup. They offer product. SUNY offers a file server product. Riverbed Technologies. Again, I wouldn't call Riverbed a startup. Riverbed offers a product. There's StorSimple, Panzera, TwinStrata. All these companies are seeking niches within the larger enterprise infrastructure in terms of supporting, for instance, backup of branch offices, which Riverbed tends to focus on, allowing the build-out of private cloud infrastructure, which Cetera would allow, where they would allow the consolidation of branch offices back to a private cloud-type infrastructure. There's people like StorSimple and Panzera who offer this within their environment, so you can have relatively decent transactional performance on-site, plus take advantage of the data being moved out to a public cloud environment. Folks like TwinStrata partner with DataCore to provide a storage virtualization story so that the storage virtualization environment not only can consolidate your own storage that's on-premise, but allows a pathway out to public cloud facilities through the TwinStrata capability.
Okay. So it seems like there are a lot of smaller players. Do you think any of the larger storage vendors, EMC and NetApp, maybe to name two, will enter the gateway market either through development of their own gateways or possibly through acquisition of other companies?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I've been saying this for some time. Frankly, I think it's a duh to offer cloud gateway capabilities into the public service providers through folks like EMC, NetApp, IBM, HP, pick your favorite large vendor. I think it's a very natural thing to add in, for instance, to a NetApp file server, the ability not just to keep the data locally, but to have a pathway out to your favorite public cloud provider to store data there as well. I think we're going to see that. I don't think it's a big technical challenge to add that into existing product sets, but time will tell. Hopefully we'll see this within the next year or two.
All right. Well, stepping away from vendors, besides backup, what are the key applications for cloud gateway environments?
Well, there's a number of different applications. The backup is the obvious place to start. That's where much of the cloud storage industry is starting, supporting backup environments. But certainly, there's the ability to do archiving, which means moving lots of data around. And with archiving and infrastructure, you typically are moving data out to the public service provider, not really moving data back very often because the data, since it is archived, it's not data you're touching very much. So I expect to see that we'll see more and more archive public service providers teaming up with gateway vendors to offer a complete holistic solution. Certainly file serving is an obvious application. File serving and file sharing across organizations and the employees in those organizations. We've already seen this happen and with folks like Dropbox and Box.net, but we need to have integration into larger enterprise IT infrastructure to really make that work well on a very large scale.
Okay, so let's get technical for a second. Which are more robust, block-based cloud gateways or file-based cloud gateways?
Actually, that sounds like a trick question. I would say neither of those are particularly more robust than the other. I actually break down the gateways into three different types. There's a caching type gateway, a tiered device, and a copy device. The caching device is a device that only caches the data between your on-premises and the public service provider and to provide better performance, better apparent transfer rates between on-premise and the cloud storage provider. So this is interesting. If you have a backup job and the backup job fits within the cache, it looks like the backup job ran at local speeds, but in fact, the backup job eventually is going to go out to the public cloud provider. Tiered devices offer caching capability, plus they have local storage. The local storage is where the data is kept mostly, but you have now auto-tiering capability, so to speak, and caching capability to move data to the cloud as you think it's appropriate. And then there's a more straightforward copy device, where the device essentially holds the data locally, and then behind the scenes, it's creating snapshots. This is similar to the Amazon Gateway, creating snapshots that are sent out to the public cloud for data protection purposes.
Okay, great. That's really helpful. Finally, our last question. Can you tell us some of the key specs or features users should be making sure that they're looking for when they're shopping for a cloud gateway?
Sure. You know, I think the biggest thing to keep in mind is that this is a new industry. It's a growing industry. There's still lots to be learned as what products are going to fit best and what are going to meet customers' needs the best. So you do have to keep in mind that a lot of these companies that offer gateways are startups. Not that there's anything wrong with those companies, just that you have to be cautious to commit a 3 or 5 year type storage strategy with a startup company who's only existed for a few years. So that's a vital thing to keep in mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the other things you need to watch for is that some of the gateways offer block-based interfaces, these are SCSI interfaces. Other vendors offer file-based interfaces and look like a file server. So you need to decide which side of that coin you really want to land on. Because I believe in many infrastructures, you're going to see lots of different gateways, particularly in branch office type situations. You want to have vendors who have a common management console so that you can see what's going on across the large environment where there's lots of gateways. You need to look for a gateway that's going to have a cache size that's appropriate to the workloads that you intend to run on it. You do need to think up front about what kind of workloads you're going to use within the cloud storage gateway environment and make sure that the gateway is properly sized from a cache perspective to meet that workload. Partnerships can be important. I mentioned that DataCore and TwinStrata have a partnership. That's interesting for folks who are consolidating storage environments. There's storage virtualization as well as on gateway capabilities. And there's other vendors who have different partnerships that might be interesting. Collaboration features could be interesting in that you could be setting up a SharePoint environment, and a SharePoint environment could be distributed across many sites, and some of the gateway products offer capability that enhance the ability to share data across SharePoint environments. And then you need to be careful and pick a gateway that's going to support both private and public cloud capability. I believe in most cases for larger enterprises, they're going to have a hybrid cloud environment where they're going to have their internal private cloud, but they're going to want to put some data out to the public cloud, and you want a gateway that's going to fit into that scheme very well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Gene, for taking the time to speak with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.